If it does, that would be my message. Send a card, send an email, send a text to somebody you love, somebody you like that you haven't spoken to in a while, and just say, I'm thinking of you, and I'm sending you a lot of energy. You know, find a way to laugh with people who are your friends and lovers and people who are your close inner circle. You know, being present with people, being really present, hasn't been canceled. You know, moving our body in ways that keep it flexible and alive and having fun with our bodies, that hasn't been canceled. And I respect that we're all somewhat creatures of habit. Some of our personalities really are locked into certain kind of routines. And if you stop driving a car in that way, and if you start not driving a car at all, you know, some people are more flexible and some people, you know, they need a lot of structure. So the kinds of changes worldwide and or locally that we're all faced with are really enormous. They shouldn't be minimized. But dreaming and planning, going inside and finding that place of faith or trust within yourself, seeing what's blocking your own faith or trust, you know, that's not been canceled unless we're so seduced with the fear that's being broadcast over the airwaves. I'm telling a lot of my clients and friends, 15 minutes of TV in the morning, 15 minutes of TV in the afternoon or evening to kind of catch up, if you will, and that's it. You know, don't get seduced. It's kind of like, you know, people driving on the highway and there's a car accident and it's backed up for a mile or two because everybody's got a rubber neck.
Sure.
Everybody's got to kind of slow down. There's something, you know, very seductive about problems and things being awful that some of us thrive on a certain kind of negativity. And I'm concerned given that this doesn't look like it's going to be a sprint. It looks like it's going to be quite, you know, could be weeks or months of our world before it gets any kind back to normality, and the normality may be a whole new reset of people working from a distance.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about how many people are going to need to dig out of the conditioning and the programming of the anxiety and the fear that they forgot to notice or acknowledge or appreciate beauty. They forgot. You know, one of the things in my book, as you and I have talked about, is what you appreciate appreciates. You know, so I've been telling people, you want to do something good for yourself? Every night before you go to sleep, write down three things that you're grateful for today. And when you wake up, before you get up and, you know, do your ministries and brush your teeth, or after you brush your teeth, you know, write down, don't just think of them, write down three things that you're grateful for in that moment. What you appreciate, appreciates. And, you know, there's enough science before we get to the herbs and vitamins and practical naturopathic stuff that I know you want to pick my brain about. There's enough evidence now, it's not the 50s, 60s, or 70s, that the attitude of gratitude, the attitude of kindness, the attitude of having real compassion for yourself, not just for other people, but generating and learning how to become passionate for yourself actually has physiological effects on white blood cells. It actually changes the way your brain remembers or concentrates or focuses. So it's not just, you know, airy-fairy. You know, I'm not into past life stuff. I'm being challenged by enough stuff in this lifetime, as you know. But the spiritual stuff that I'm offering people to look at is to step into wonder. You know, that's why there's a chapter in my book on trust. I know that for me, trust is, you know, no matter how much I went to church or temple, or no matter how much different religious stuff I believed in or then didn't believe in, you know, trust is kind of like Mandarin or Arabic. It's its own language that you really learn in life how to tap into trust. And it's not when you don't have fear. Powerful trust is in the face of anxiety, you learn how to trust. Trust isn't when your fear and anxiety leaves. It's in the face of how do I generate that? And that, you know, sometimes is journaling or reading poetry or reading inspired other people. And so that's what I'm talking about before we get into the content as I listen to both CNN and Fox, and I'm listening to a fabulous doctor sometimes on CNN, and he's asked, is there anything we can do for the immune system other than washing our hands and social distancing? And he said, no. And, you know, for me, that kind of gets the hairs up on the back of my neck, as you know, because it just leaves people kind of powerless. That's, like, unfortunately, one of the cores of allopathic medicine. It's not like people shouldn't take medicines and nobody should take surgery. It's that there's this victimization that, you know, if the bug's going to get you, it's going to get you. And in my 45 years of practice, as I work with Lyme and fibromyalgia and chronic Epstein-Barr and all sorts of people who have constant strep infections and 5-year-olds and 7-year-olds, there are so many things that people can do to turn their immune system around. In this kind of culture, popping herbs and vitamins while there's so much fear is, I'm asking people to take a breath. Let's all take a breath, and I can't point my finger, not good, at anybody, and don't be afraid. It's more like, well, what are you doing in a religious, in a not religious sense? Are you a nature person? Are you an animal person? You know, where do you go for your sustenance to connect to something other than the fear, which is now as pandemic as the virus is? And that's what I think is problematic. That's the context I think really needs to shift.
I like the idea of 15 minutes of TV in the morning, 15 minutes at night, and radio in between, right, Dr. Taylor?
Ken Kale reruns, interspersed with the Three Stooges and Laurel and Hardy. Yeah. It sounds great to me. I'm going to listen to you more than the Three Stooges, by the way.
Just keep it on 107.7 The Pulse or News Talk 98.1 WTSN. You can have your 15 minutes of TV in the morning, 15 minutes of at night, and then the rest of the time on either The Pulse or News Talk 98.1. So there you go.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, or a little comedy, a little laughter, like as you said, like watch some old Three Stooges or, you know, Groucho, the Marx Brothers, you know, good old stuff, good classics to
right.
get you through. But, you know, people are obviously concerned and, you know, you talk about that most people, I think, are feeling helpless because that's pretty much what they've been fed over the last few weeks or so. But there are things. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say,
well,
but diet and vitamins are very important during these times.
They can be.
Yeah.
And I have a lot to say. Radio shows that you've done and you and I have done in the past are on my website, drbarrytaylor.com. And things specifically that you and I can go over in this show and in other shows. You may remember, do you remember the name Norman Cousins?
Yes.
Yeah, Norman Cousins. He was editor of the Saturday Evening Post many years
ago.
Yeah, And he was diagnosed. He was in the Mideast on a project, and he was flown home in an emergency. This was at the very beginning of my interest. I thought I was, as you know, going to divinity school, and I wasn't. And then I went to naturopathic medical school, and he was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis. And the best of the best of the best of doctors in New York City, where he was based, said you have a 1 in 500 chance of living.
Wow.
And who knows what came over him? He decided to, in his hospital bed, watch Laurel and Hardy reruns. And he figured that the doctors basically had nothing for him. And it was one of the seminal books. I'm so sorry, it escapes, the name of the book escapes my name. That he made himself, he created himself as that 1 in 500. And that initiated an enormous amount of research of how laughter is related to increased white blood cell count and better immune response and better thymus response and better brain response. And because he laughed himself for like 10, 14 days,
yep.
And it completely turned around something that he was supposed to die from. So there are foods, there are things about exercise and herbs and self-care things that people don't have to just do tofu and brown rice and vegetable juice. There are simpler things that could be the blessing in disguise. It could be that, oh, I have this time, whether people listen to some of the many radio interviews you and I have done or some of my other blogs or they read my book or other kinds of books. You know, for some people, they do have a lot of extra time and a piece, maybe a half hour a day, maybe 45 minutes a day, that's a lot, maybe 15 minutes a day, rather than watching the news and getting so seduced in the coronavirus pandemic